Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, I thought we might be done with post-Tony news. Nope, afraid not. We have another victim, that being Boop, the musical, based, of course, on the iconic Flapper. Yes, that one will close July 13th. This is the fourth new musical to post a closing notice in the 17 days since the Tony Awards, including Smash, Real Women Have Curves, and Dead Outlaw. Now, as a reminder, Boop was nominated for Best Lead Actress, Jasmine Amy Rogers, who was wonderful, Best Choreography, Jerry Mitchell, and Best Costume Design for Greg Barnes, but it won none of those. I will say, as I did when I reviewed the show, Boop had the best dancing I've seen this past season. By the way, even Tony or box office winners have brought down their curtains this past week, or coming week, that those being Glengarry Glen Ross and The Picture of Dorian Gray. Anyway, next up, Sunset Boulevard, I believe, at the end of July. Meanwhile, interesting things are happening off-Broadway, as always. Here's one for us boomers. Rolling Thunder, a show described as part rock concert, part documentary, set to the songs of the 60s and 70s. The show will begin performances in New World stages on July 10th. Rolling Thunder tells the stories of young soldiers caught in the Vietnam War and the growing protest movement that sought to end it. History, yes, but maybe also a warning or even a reminder of how movements made and can make a real difference. That show will feature the music of Paul Simon, Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan, Roberta Flack, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, Barry Mann and Cynthia Wilde, Gladys Knight, Curtis Mayfield, and others, to which I say, yes, please. Another show opening off-Broadway is at the Always Challenging Here, H-E-R-E, Arts Center. It's presenting the world premiere production of Transgression, a new drama by playwright and screenwriter Terry Curtis Fox. Storyline here, after her husband dies in 2010, a photographer's widow goes through his studio in preparation for a major retrospective of his work. Well, while doing so, she comes across a mysterious portfolio that she has never seen, containing pictures of an underage woman that are very sexual. Well, I told you they do tough work here. Maybe that's why they call it here. Anyway, that one opened shortly. Another show with, let's say, tough material was originally called Guns and Powder and is now called Wanted. That one had a strong run at the Paper Mill Playhouse. Well, word is that it has had well-received post-Playhouse readings and could be heading into the city to a larger stage. So we'll keep an eye on that. Or we can just all go to London to see a new one there from the team behind Hadestown. This one is called Maiden Voyage and tells the true story of Tracy Edwards, the first female who led a first female sailing crew to race around the world. It's a celebration of grit, guts, and groundbreaking women. And yes, it's a musical. Now, on to the trio of shows that I saw this week in Los Angeles, where I am temporarily. And it will just become a much more interesting theater town, as I've said before. The first up was at the Geffen Playhouse in Westwood, which enjoys a very loyal audience. And its latest offering, called The Reservoir, is a near-perfect fit. That audience, by the way, being, well, how to say, largely white, probably many Jewish, and of senior status. So The Reservoir, written by Jake Brash, serves all those categories. Seven very fine actors with substantive screen and stage resumes mostly nail their lines. I thought I'd never want to hear, let alone laugh, on another WTF line, but somehow coming from a not young but caring and wise grandmother, well, it garners consistent laughter. Story-wise, the play follows the case of a young man, he's also our narrator, who has dropped out of college, become an alcoholic, and, well, is spiraling. But lucky for him, he has two pairs of grandparents who are there to help while dealing with their own issues as well. There's also starting with an A, as in Alzheimer's. Anyway, another theater here that speaks very smartly to its loyal audience is The Pacific Resident, PRT as it's known. It's based in Venice. Right now, it's offering Gaslight in its smaller venue. Yes, like the 1938 film, which starred Ingrid Bergman, you might remember. The play is written by, or was written by, Patrick Hamilton. It's also about a sneaky husband, his ultimately vengeful wife, and the inspector who brings it all together. This production, very well directed by Michael Rothar, is 2.5 hours, a tad long, but it holds you in there. And then I went from Gaslight to The Skylight, a company that produces new works. Hide and Hide, not the best title, is by the popular playwright Roger Q. Mason. It's a powerful two-character piece about immigration, well, a lot more. They'd like to bring it to New York, and I could see that happening. If so, remember the name of the leading lady, Ameline, A-M-I-E-L-Y, or Amelin Abelera. She is also part of the TV cast of The Pitt, the hugely popular new TV series. Well, she's absolutely dynamic on stage. Finally, back to New York City, where we say farewell, sort of, and a big thank you to Lynn Meadow, who plans to step down from her current position. Meadow has served as artistic director of the Manhattan Theater Club since 1972 and has produced or presented more than 600 shows. Her production of the Lynn Nottage play Ruined won a Pulitzer Prize in 2009. And then there was Jonathan Spector's Eureka Day, which just won a Tony Award this last month. Her move will follow that of Andre Bishop, whose 33-year run leading Lincoln Center Theater also ends this week. So we say thank you for your service. And we must say real farewells to a pair of longtime theater figures who have just left the earth. Paul Libin, L-I-B-I-N, had a near seven-decade career, including producing more than 250 Broadway, off-Broadway, and touring productions. He led Circle in the Square Theater for 62 years. He served as executive vice president and producing director of Jamson Theaters for 28 years and presided as president of Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS for 24 years. That is a career. He died on June 27th in New York City after a brief illness. He was 94 years old. And director Mark Brokaw, his credits included How I Learned to Drive and many, many more. He won multiple awards. And he was only 65 when he finally succumbed to cancer last week. Anyway, count your blessings, support a local theater, and I'll see you here next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.